Hey beautiful life, Om Shanti. It's 9:14 p.m. here in Talcherry, and today was a day where we went to the beach. It's called the Murrumpandari Beach. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing it right. It's a drive-in beach, and the kids wanted to go today to play in the beach. So Seema didn't want to come. Seema decided to go with her mom to the Talcherry town for some shopping. So it was me, Seema's sister, and the three kids that decided to go to this beach. So we booked an auto at around 4:30 p.m. The auto came, and I had a nice shower before that. I thought, okay, let me go after I have a nice good shower. Now it'll be really refreshing. Didn't expect it to rain or me to play in the sea. Nonetheless, I think we reached there around 5:15 or so, and we started. I didn't want to play. I didn't want to get in wet, but I of course thought, okay, let me go knee deep into the water wherever it's possible. And slowly, it started drizzling and it started raining. So I removed my shirt and I gave it to Chindu, Seema's sister. And I was with the kids in the water. And slowly, that drizzle came into a heavy rain and I got completely drenched. And suddenly after that it stopped raining and it became very cold. Now the sea water was hot, but the wind was quite cool. So I went into the water and I just dipped myself, and I said, okay, now I'm going to play. So played with the kids for around 15-20 minutes. And by 6:15, we came out of the water, and then we decided to go to the Talcherry town for some snacks. The kids, luckily, Seema's sister had brought some change of clothes for them, and so they changed the clothes there itself, and we went to the Talcherry town. We wanted to have some snacks, so there's some place called Kivas where you get some good shawarmas. So we had shawarma from there, and then we went to this Faluda World where we had some sandwiches, some faludas, some brownies. By the time we finished eating it, it was around 8:30 p.m. And then from there, we took a rickshaw to come back home. So Seema and sister wanted to buy a ticket for one of the Malayalam movies. So they all want to go tomorrow as a family. And so they went to buy this movie ticket. And they just reached here just now. So that's how the evening part went by. Morning was also pretty interesting. Went for a run. I woke up at around 4:30. Woke up at around 4:30 to have a shower, got ready, did my stretches, and then went for a run. I didn't want to go to the tracks, he said, because it's going to be a bit too late. I had a call at around 7:30. So just went for an easy 8K run along the road. And it was a nice and easy run. I was expecting, dogs to bark, but none of the dogs were barking. They were pretty fine with me running on the streets. So that was a big surprise for me. And the route was rolling. And of course, when you meet people, you greet them, and they have this typical Malayalam style of shaking head, So that was also imitated in the movie. which is called as Romanjam. So I enjoyed that part of it also. Came back home at around 7 o'clock, 1 hour run, and then got into a call by around 7:30-ish. The call went on till around 8:10. So it was a 40-minute video session with one of my trainees, and then started my work on reviewing the training plans and modifying it for the rest of my trainees. So that went on till 11:30. Yeah, till 11:30, and then I was a bit hungry, so. But the lunch was not ready yet, so I had to do some exercises. So I did around 35 minutes of strength training, and then had my, you can say, brunch. So brunch was basically rotis with chicken curry, dal, a couple of fish fries, and one sabji. So it was a very filling meal. And after that, had this Ariunda, which I really like. So that was my dessert after lunch. So pretty much, it was a busy day, specifically in the mornings. And then after that, I was free after around 11:30. Pretty much was working on a few things related to the Goa camp. I had to also work on my credit card not being, swiped at this Training Peaks. So that's a big problem now. There's no way we are able to pay Training Peaks the amount. So pretty stuck as to how, to go about this whole thing. So don't know. So we're still trying a few things. Maybe we'll have to reach out to a few people who already have Training Peaks, to see how they are working with it. Anyways, once that was done, and the problem is not yet solved, I just took a short power nap at around 2:30. One of Seema's relatives also came home, so I had a chat with them, and then slept till around 3:15-ish or so. And then got up, and then there was this plan to go to this beach. So I was in two minds whether to go or not to go. But I decided, okay, let's go for it. I didn't expect myself to tan so badly. So yes, now I realized when Seema said that, you look tanned. I realized, yes, I am actually quite tanned now because of this beach and the sun. Well, that's how my day went across, and feeling quite full, stuffed, and full of fun. Now it's good that I came back and had my shower, so feeling quite good now, and I'm planning to hit bed as soon as possible. So a pretty long and interesting day. A lot of reviews, connects, work, fun. So everything is there. Now, there are a few major problems that I need to solve. Hopefully, in a couple of days, I'm expecting the problems to be solved. Don't know, well, you have to be behind these problems and make sure that I'm able to, get those things resolved. So today, again being Monday, I've been focusing on my root chakra, meditating on that, and being mindful, being thoughtful is really helping me, and multiple instances where I would have normally lost my cool, I would have got irritated. I'm keeping myself quite calm, easy going, and I think that is really helping me and others also, right? So it brings in a calm environment, it brings in a fun element to it, and you know, all the big problems can be solved. You just need to just stay cool. So, yes, that's about it. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you're having a great time. Please do take care of yourself. Enjoy the rest of your week with your family and friends. Take care. Om Shanti.